Archaeologically, I don't know if you get into that kind of thing, but it's stunning archaeologically how awesome that gate was. This city stood on the ancient trade route that ran from Persia, Parthia, Babylon, Assyria, whatever it was called at the time, all the way through the land of Israel to Egypt and back again. And so it was a very important place to defend. And the city had an enormous gate structure, probably because it was a defensive city on that ancient road. If you go to that gate, you can see the size of the opening. You're walking in the gate. I can even see the stones there here on the base where the gate slammed shut against. Still there, very much the way they were in the ancient time. If you walk into the gate, there's this stand just inside the gate. Now, the wood is modern, put there based on a carving that was found in the city of Nineveh in Iraq, the city of Nineveh from biblical times. That is the place in the gate where the king sat. So let me go back. The king would go from city to city. He would sit in the gate because he didn't want the ordinary people coming into the city and knowing how big his army was or having all these people in town. So he would sit in the city gate on a chair on that two-step platform. And you can see at the base of it, a podium here, a pedestal, and one here, and there's one there, and there was one there. That one's gone. This one's original, that one's original, and that one's a replica. The original, the third original is in the museum. What's amazing about that is almost certainly King Ahab and or Jezebel sat on those steps. And to sit there, I don't get into the square inch stuff like somehow it's more holy because Elijah touched it, but it is really amazing to be at a place like that and to realize how authentic that is. But the point of the city gate was both, that's where the judge sat. In the Bible, to sit in the gate meant to be a judge, a ruler, official. Bible says Lot was sitting in the city gate of Sodom when the angels come. That doesn't mean he was there catching a breeze and watching people like mall watching. It means that Lot was an official, a judge. And so here's the king's stand in the gate where Ahab probably sat. Can't say for sure. It wasn't his capital, but it certainly was a major city. If I go just to the right of that, you can see five stones. If you look carefully, you'll notice these five stones are not part of the city wall. They're up against the wall. They're not part of the wall. Based on things found on this little platform in front of those stones, those were five sacred stones, standing stones they're called, put there to the god Baal. And the bowls and the incense censers and things that were found in connection with them, an altar, indicate that the Jewish people of Ahab's time were worshiping Baal right there in the city gate next to where the king's stand was. And that's compelling too for me. I trust my Bible because it's the Word of God. I hope you do as well. But to open my Bible and every other sentence about Ahab and Jezebel talk about Baal worship, and then to go here and to find Ahab and Jezebel's city with the seat that they could have sat on, and 20 feet away is a shrine to Baal and Asherah, just exactly the way the Bible would suggest we would find it. I think that's compelling. I think that's very affirming to me. But the main point of the gate was not this. The main point of the gate was to defend the city. So you continue walking with Jesus and his disciples on their way to where he was taking them. They've gone by Dan. In the distance, Mount Hermon. On one of the peaks of Mount Hermon, wasn't there in his day. Well, the peak was, but the building wasn't. The Crusaders would later build a huge fortress, and you can see it standing up there way up above the valley below. They were afraid of the people down below. They were so brutal to Jew and Arab alike. It wasn't safe for them to live in the countryside, so they would live in these high, lifted-up fortresses that didn't really influence the daily life of anyone to speak of. And that was on one of those peaks, not when Jesus was there, but that's built a bit later. I'll come back to that thought in a few minutes. Pretty impressive Crusader fort. They're probably the least popular people in the history of Christianity, or history of the world for me, because of what they've done for the reputation of Jesus. But anyway, that's there nevertheless. Wasn't there in Jesus' time. Now we get to where Jesus was going. He's walking along the valley, and he runs into Mount Hermon. To the right would be the snow-covered part. To the left, about 2.5 miles, would be the city of Dan. And there's a long ridge, you can see it there in front, on the left, that comes down into the valley and ends right there.